Are you a deviant? You know, like those of us who binge-watch serial killer programmes, laugh at the stupid shit people do, and revel in anything adult? Well, you found your people. Join us as we crack open the door to the padded cell and release the insanely stupid, the weirdly wonderful, and those who choose to live outside societal norms. We'll delve into the strange, the macabre, the sexy, and the outrageous. So if you're a deviant, then you have your place with us in the padded cell. Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Padded Cell podcast. And we have Nancy and Ryan here today, this giant laptop. And it's because it's episode 30, it's a little bit of a landmark. We thought we'd bring you back, you know. And if you don't know why Ryan's got a giant laptop, you need to go back a few episodes. Oh, for fuck's sake. Every single time?
I've just read something that says on his screen.
On his screen?
on his screen, yeah.
Was it a little post-it note that he's handwritten out?
No, I've gone for a whole new screen and keyboard.
So. Wow. Okay, right. Well, I'm sure you'll share that with me. I'm not allowed to see this because while they're tittering, usual, they are going to do a segment together later on. And I don't know what it is, and I'm feeling it's not going to be very enjoyable for me
like
at all.
The whole thing should just
it'll be enjoyable.
Segment.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
For you.
For you?
Oh, I'm dead nervous.
All for you.
So they're doing, all for you.
They're doing like a little bit of a super subject kind of thing between you, aren't you?
Stupid subject.
It'll be good.
And somebody asked recently about why I go first all the time. I said to you, do you fancy going first? And you were like, nope, quite happy to go second. Because sometimes we run out of time or, you know, like latest episodes, it's just like me doing my subject. But somebody said, why doesn't Nancy go first? Is there a reason? She just doesn't want to.
I'm just not as interesting.
Oh, you are. You've got loads of fans. You've got loads of fans, loads of people. And when you went off, people were like, oh, give Nancy our love and all that.
I didn't get a fucking look in. It was all...
Nobody messaged about you, Ryan.
It was the Nancy show.
No,
I reckon if you'd done an episode with the mirror, sat here, and just yourself on the other side, that's what you should do next time.
What would that be, then? Anyway, this goes out on the 11th of April, because we haven't got long, and you're already getting
on. I know, and we've got loads to get through, so come on.
And it's National Barbershop Quartet Day, World Parkinson's Day, I've burped. And 112 years ago, the Titanic set sail on her maiden voyage.
Oh my God.
That wasn't a bird, by the way. You know when like you open your mouth, like a little throat sound comes up?
That's what happens to me. It's just the growl.
But I was very close to the microphone and talking. I was like, in the background.
Give me a roll.
I'd say sorry, but you know, it all adds to it, doesn't it? You know. So you're with us again. Cue the carnage is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't deny it anymore.
People know what to expect now, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So should you.
Ready and waiting and raring to go.
When I'm on my own, I'm all right. We've done all right in them two episodes.
It went off a little bit, but it was okay.
You make me silly.
I think it's when you two get together, it's just like the kids.
To be fair, we are looking at a smorgasbord of humour, aren't we?
A smorgasbord of humour. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe I should just hand it all over to you guys and not do a segment at all. What do you think about that?
Should we do it? Because
I reckon we can fill some time.
Right, okay. I've got a dangly bit that I can do.
Go on.
Not now.
Oh.
So if I need a break from the fucking carnage that's about to happen,
should we do that?
Throw me a bone and I'll do a middle bit.
Careful what you wish for.
This isn't planned. As you can tell,
we're going off script.
Totally and utterly off-piste. My subject can wait for another day. We've made your subjects wait before today, and it's not all about me and my gob. So I think you guys.
Shall we do it?
It's not about me. Are you trying to say it is?
Come on, I'll kick us.
Fuck it out.
Ryan, going first then.
Go on then. Right. So what have you got for us, kids?
So we're a little bit of a stuck for a subject that we could both do together, and we come up with the idea of why don't we just ask Vic a load of questions, or would you rathers? Because it's a bit of a landmark.
Okay.
So there's some good ones.
Okay. And I...
And one just says, blow me, Nancy.
That's
I'll let you crack on.
That's That's an error that's come up on the laptop.
Oh, is it? That's an error.
I took it to the shop and they said, listen, you
error load in 404.
Yeah. It's going to have to stay there.
Error 69.
So what happens. Yeah. So yeah, we've got
okay.
Would you rather's. We've got some questions, some silly questions, some serious questions.
Okay.
We just fucking bat on.
So
and go
it's still
them.
Really all about you and your gob.
It was supposed to be my opportunity to say, kid, you've got the desk. You do your thing.
Do your thing.
Okay. Okay. I will try and honest, what the fuck is wrong with my gob? Again, answer as honestly as possible.
That's what we'd expect from you.
Well, you know that I can't really lie since my head injury. I've told you this before.
Well, that's good. But there's
some
not many.
Some of yours are really nice.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Thank you, TikTok.
Are yours clunky?
No, mine are just different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yours are more.
Mine are things that people want to know.
And yours are just things that you want to know.
Well, mine are just.
You want to know my bra size and shit like that, do you, right?
I know that.
Do you?
I'm looking through your window like that.
I was going to say, what have I told you that? Maybe I have.
Right, first one. Would you rather object at every single wedding you go to? You just have to put your I object.
Okay.
And, you know, just wing it from there.
Yeah.
Or every funeral you go to.
Oh, my God.
You have to take a selfie.
Funeral selfie.
Imagine you doing that as
well. Funeral selfie.
I wrote it out and I was like, I just imagine.
Yeah.
With the coffin.
By the casket. Yeah, definitely.
But like those pictures in that episode you're on of that. The people who lived in the mountains.
And all that. Yeah, it would be like that, wouldn't it? So do you know about, you know, I think, do you know, one of our very dear friends died a couple of years ago, went to the funeral and he had a cardboard coffin.
Yeah.
And it was chocker, young man, chocker, loads of people there. Anyway, these people are close friends of the club. And everybody went out of the crematorium and she said, like, all of our special friends, stay behind because we want you to write on the coffin. So we had loads of Sharpies, we're writing all sorts over it, right? And Jim, because it's Jim,
yeah.
On the foot end, which will be the last thing to go into the crematorium, he wrote, that's all, folks.
No way. He is a special kind of person,
just came
isn't he?
Up with that out of nowhere. I'm like, where'd you come up with this shit? And he went, I didn't really know what to write, so that's all, folks. Like, so funny. But thankfully his wife found it absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Good.
So, okay. Good. So yes, selfie at a funeral without a doubt.
Go on.
Should we have an actual question?
Yeah, go on.
What was your first swinging experience?
My first swinging experience was in Pussycat's Pleasure Rooms.
What a place.
In Liverpool. And it was above a sex toy shop on Walton Vale in Liverpool. And it was what everybody thinks a swingers club is going to be like. It was seedy.
Yeah.
It was black and red. That you had to go round the back of the shops to get into it. And down a little back alley past the bins and everything. You knocked on the door. Literally somebody would like, who are you? Like
people.
Yeah. And if they liked the look of you, you could go in. And as soon as we walked in, because Jimmy knows every fucker in Liverpool, he knew the security guy that was there and he knew the girl that was on the bar, Jackie. And apparently he used to bounce her on his knee when she was little.
He told me this story.
Yeah, baby satter. And that was our first swinging experience. And I played on my first night.
Of course you did.
I wasn't intending to. I was shitting it, to be honest with you. I was a curvier girl then, and the thought of taking my clothes off and putting underwear on in front of strangers made me sick. But once I got there and other people were dressed in their underwear and there's lots of different shapes and sizes, I was like, right, okay, fuck it. So I got changed and I just hit it off. Well, we hit it off with this really nice couple and I went off and did some naughty things with the lady.
Had a lovely time.
Had a lovely time, yeah.
What did you wear?
What did I wear?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, after me saying as well, being curvy, I actually wore this tiny little outfit. It was like this tiny little like thong thing with like ties on the side and it had like a star on the front of it. And then this little like bikini type top with like ribbon there and ribbon here with star, star. it was like nearly 20 years ago. Fuck off. Oh no, we didn't have like...
I only asked because I remember the first outfit I wore in the club and it was fucking horrific.
Really?
Because I was much bigger then and I didn't have all these sexy outfits and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck do you wear? And you know when you kind of go into panic and you go into a shop and you fucking panic buy something? And I just remember wearing this. It was like a zip up, like PVC. It was just fucking horrible. And it squeaked when I moved. And I just remember being like...
Squeaked though? How off-putting?
This is not... This is not the vibe. Honestly. And that's getting turned into a gif. That needs to be a gif.
Yeah. Gif that for us, please, Calvin.
Yeah, so I think when you carry on in like this lifestyle, you definitely develop your style of...
You definitely develop your style. Maybe we should say to all new swingers that come through the club's doors, keep your first outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll need to go back on it every now and remind yourself how far you've come.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
What reality TV show would you go on yourself that you think you'd win or you'd do best at? And what reality TV show do you think me and Lance should go on?
Fucking hell, that's a lot of questions. Okay, let's start with the first one. I would say I would... Years ago, I probably would have gone on X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought I was dead boss, but I'm not as good as I think.
She is a very good singer, have you heard her?
Yeah. I'm a good singer, but I'm not X Factor. So probably not that. Okay, you're going to be really surprised after the Eat In Challenge, but you know when somebody throws down the gauntlet, it doesn't matter what makes me sick, I will do it. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, it'd be.
I'd 100% love to do that.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. Living rough with all these strangers, with spiders all over the place and, you know, odd challenges for all that, I'd feel a bit shit if I didn't go back any stars, but you know what I'm like? I would literally kill somebody before I went back with no stars.
She'd bring Anton Deck back with her. I've got no stars, I've
got these two. I've got these two, I'm spit.
Here's my special item.
I'd bring Anton Deck back, but for a different reason. Come on, boys.
And what would I think you guys would go on? Well, I'd say I'm a celebrity for you because you've just said that. You've just spoiled that. And I think for you, I think it'd be like Big Brother.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'd fucking crack up.
Would you?
Yeah.
So what would be your reality
I
TV?
I couldn't be stuck in Big Brother.
Couldn't you?
Stuck in a house. No.
I love SAS Who Dares Wins.
Okay.
But I know I'm not fit enough.
Because you want the outfit.
Maybe.
Oh, hey, Ryan, an SAS outfit.
Just to come home with the outfit. Just get me banned, yeah.
Just hire one, mate.
Yeah. I fucking love Ant Middleton, you know.
But no, I'd love to do it for the mental challenge.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever get back to that level of fitness.
I don't watch tons and tons of reality shows, to be honest with you. So.
But you know the main ones, don't you?
Yeah. So I'm a celebrity, surprisingly enough. And if they give me like a big milkshakey thing, you know, my life could end at that point, but I would still go for it.
Good job you said that, because...
So on that note... would you rather drink a pint of milk with every meal that you eat?
The other one.
Or only be able to eat with your feet in a fishbowl? One of those ones where they nibble all the skin off your feet.
Oh, God. So
she's sweating.
She's getting a sweaty brow.
Feet in a fishbowl.
Getting nibbled on.
For every meal.
So every meal, I'd have to have my feet nibbled.
Every time you eat anything.
Or milk.
Or a pint of milk with every meal.
I don't know. Oh my God, I hate both. Probably the fish.
Milk that bad, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, I've seen you drink it.
A pint of milk, mate. You saw me with a 25ml shot. A pint with every meal. I'd just vomit it up every single time. The fish. I'm actually really feeling not very good thinking about this.
Look at the hairs on her arms.
I am literally picking on me. It'd be the fish, but in a real life scenario, if you gave me those chances, those choices, I would probably not eat. I'd just say I'm not eating ever again. If I've got to have it with every meal, I'm just not going to eat. Yeah.
Dirty protest. No food.
What are three things you'd never spend money on?
Oh God. I've never spent or would never.
Would never.
God, that's really hard.
Like so when you look at it, you think, oh, I'll fucking pay anything for that.
I wouldn't buy love. That's a bit deep. But you know. If I really, really I know people don't, you know, get sex when they walk into our club, but they still pay an entry to walk into the club and possibly have sex while they're there. So people aren't paying for sex, but they're paying for the chance to have sex on our premises. So you can't really say that you'd never pay for sex. but love, I'd say no. You know, so if you want to win somebody over, I wouldn't try and buy them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fucking skint anyway. I wouldn't be able to buy a house right now and I've got no money left at all. Two other things. What I wouldn't buy, friendship. Mm. I wouldn't buy friendship. If somebody wants to be my friend, they take me water and all that. I'm not going to like start flashing cash around. And...
milk.
I don't know. I can't think of anything. Yeah. I don't know. What would the answer be for you? I don't know.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't buy children. There you go.
Yeah.
Please don't. On the black market.
Possibly a crime.
Possibly.
The black web.
I mean, who in the right mind would sell me their child? I mean, have they met me? Nobody in the right mind asks me to babysit their child.
No, you're quite good with my kid because he's a little
The only child I get on with is yours because he is Satan incarnated.
Yeah, like kindred spirits.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a word then. Yeah.
There's just something, has this little evil look in his eye and I go, oh, cute.
He's literally like Dennis the Menace.
He is. Okay.
What gives you the ick at a swingers party?
Quite a lot of things give me the ick.
Okay. I've got one massive ick.
I've got a massive ick. And what are you doing?
I can't read what it says.
Okay, he's got funny socks.
You can leave your socks on. That's an ick.
People that walk around in a towel and their socks, it doesn't give me the ick, but I'm just like, just take your socks off, dude. It's not cool. Okay, this is going to be a bit for some people, but you've said the word ick. So having had a lot of experience running a swingers club and being part of quite a lot of parties, walking into a room where somebody has got BV and having to walk right out of that room again.
You experienced this?
Have I?
Okay, for those that don't know what BV is, it's bacterial vaginosis. It is not an STI.
Mate, you'd know.
For those who
if
don't know that.
If you'd experienced it, you'd know.
BV is basically the fishy smell that often people skit about.
Scampy
but it's a very easily treated thing. So if you've got a fishy fanny, that is not your natural odour. It's probably because you've used a sex toy without washing it, or you've been sharing sex toys, or fucking something like that. Loads of reasons why you get BV. So if you've got a fishy fanny, don't be embarrassed. Go see a doctor. They'll give you antibiotics and it won't be fishy anymore. So BV when you walk into a room.
As a fill a room.
Yeah.
Mate, it's
if somebody's got it bad and they've been playing in there, nobody goes in the room afterwards because it's disgusting. And
one that lingers.
It's bad and we have to air it, spray it, clean it, everything is bad. Yeah.
I'll never forget that. that party. It was an all girls party.
Yeah.
Were you there? Yeah. And someone came downstairs and said, smell my fingers. And she said, I'm not going to wash my hands because I want to go home and my husband knows exactly where I've been.
And you're like, do you not realise it's BV on those fingers?
Surely knows where you are without that.
Yeah.
Where are you going to? I'm going to the club.
You could probably smell you from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people you can smell their
friends. It was like a badge of honour having fish fingers.
You don't get it very often, do you? No. Most people are on the scene, they're very clean, they're very aware about their odour and everything else. But you get an odd person and they're completely unaware, so they say. And they've had a lovely, lovely time in the playroom. You're going afterwards to clean it and you don't need to give it five. It's like having the worst shit after a curry ever. This is like far worse. And you go in and it's proper full-on scampi fries and you're like, I'm going to burn that sheet for a start.
And this is what people ask us, to have scampi fries behind the bar, and it's a hard no.
And also people think that our job is glamorous. No, we have to walk really into rooms like this and clean them. So there you go. Yeah. Sorry, everybody, if I've made you sick and you thought that our jobs are glamorous. No, BV.
My biggest ick is the towels.
Is it?
Yeah. Just now.
Mm. Can you put gloves on while you're... Oh, people wearing towels?
Wearing towels,
I think we're picking them up.
Oh, no, people in
towels. Most of them naked under the towels.
Yeah, but you get...
You just walk around the boxes.
Some men walk around and, like...
They're like Simon Cowell, aren't they?
Yeah. Maybe it's like...
What, with the knot in the top?
Like they just got out the bath.
Like how my ma gets out the shower.
Yeah. But why is he hiding the boobs? Just put it around your waist if you insist on wearing it.
There used to be this one guy years ago, an older guy, and he used to wear his towel right up here. He brought his own towel and he was quite rotund here. So it like a big fucking thing like that. But as like a little badge of honour, right, he'd always come in with two condoms and he'd go... in the top of his thing like that.
Oh no.
And then you'd be like watching to see if it became three, then two. And I thought, he's not playing this much. There's no way. He should turn them off like a little
thing. Them in the bin.
One dropped down.
There's his balls that hang off the bottom of the towel.
It's a long
with
towel.
His belly. Oh, it's a long one. All right.
Yeah. It's the guys who have a running thing, you know, what you put your phone in.
Yeah.
And they've got condoms all the condoms in the key in there.
Oh, yeah. Fucking utility strap.
You know the thing that you put condoms. Your phone in when you do get the gym and
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
They come in with them. They put the key in there sometimes. Condoms, all that's like a little swinging
sex
thing.
Pouch.
Yeah. A kink pouch.
Yeah. Next.
Would you rather control time or teleport?
And I can teleport anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, if I can teleport anywhere, I can control time by changing history. So I'd teleport.
Oh, it's a dangerous game.
Nice one, there, Ryan.
Shit question next. Your Google is shit. On that cardboard laptop.
Mate, I'm on fucking dial up.
Yeah, that was a really good question, but you know.
I should have put some constraints on it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you can't. You've got to teleport to the future.
Yeah, it's been
asked. Where would you teleport to?
I would probably teleport back and change a few things.
Would you?
Yeah. And I know your history forms you.
Yeah.
But I didn't need some of my fucking history to form me, man. I didn't. I
just not going further back to like the women flashing their fannies in the fields. And
no, I'd be
like,
a woman flashing my fanny.
Imagine they all had BV though. They fucking flashing that round.
That's why the walls are fucking off.
All the fellas running away.
Yeah. Oh my God. The wolves like that go. No, thanks, no, right.
And
if you didn't see the last episode, you need to see the last episode because that'll all be explained. We just don't go flashing our fannies around fields.
What's the best part of owning the club?
The friendships I've made.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that is on the staff side and on the customer side. And seeing those journeys evolve.
Yeah.
So I've made friends with people and, you know, they might have been like a deer in headlights when they first walked in, or they've had, you know, very tight constraints of what they allow themselves to do. And then over time, you see them blossom in confidence and the people that they meet become more varied and their experiences become more broad-minded. And you just see this new person form in front of you. It's great. From this scared person, hasn't got a clue what they're into and who they are. And then, you know, years down the line and they're part of the team possibly, you know, and they know exactly who they are and loving it.
Mm.
That's probably been my favourite part, is watching people's journeys and the friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you prefer what you're doing now or do you prefer when you were in the club all the time, every time?
Working, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I prefer it now. I know that's really bad, but I've been on the scene since 2005, so 19 years.
Yeah.
Haven't been actively on the swinging scene since well before COVID. Obviously still on the fetish scene. but I prefer it now because I'm enjoying it, enjoying watching the scene more now. When you're in the thick of it, you literally just eat, sleep, work, repeat. I was working 90, 100 hours, every single event I was there, and I couldn't really appreciate and enjoy it. And I certainly wasn't going in for my own enjoyment.
Yeah.
I was there for everybody else's enjoyment. And it was paramount that everybody else had the best experience, even at the expense of mine, if you like.
Yeah.
And so it became a little bit, and I was just getting tired and a bit jaded by the whole thing. So after COVID and having that break, as you know, I made the decision to step away and bring other people forward and give them the opportunities to, you know, do all that instead. And so now I work behind the scenes doing the account, the website and planning shit and all that with the girls. And I prefer it now because it's other people's time. And I also feel a little bit too old, and I know I'm not. So people that are my age, you're not too old to come and join the club. But when you've been around a long time, yeah, and a lot of my friends have now moved on,
yeah,
you know, there might be grandkids and stuff, and so they've moved away from the scene. So I feel like sometimes now, and that's partly my fault, I've pulled myself away so I don't know as many people. But when I walk in, especially with Jim, I feel older. And so I'm like, do you know what? I've had my time and it's been amazing. It's now my time to use my experience to make sure everybody else has a great experience instead.
Yeah.
That's sort of how I see it now.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Next.
Is it me or you?
You.
I kind of just freestyled one there, didn't I? a genie comes to visit you, yeah, in a grand chair, one wish, but it can't be for you. You have to give the wish to someone. You have to make the wish for someone.
Okay. Do I get to rub his dick? Lamp.
Just call
is that
me
the
genie.
Wish?
So I can make a wish for somebody else.
Yeah.
And one person?
Yeah.
Okay. I only be one person.
You can't make Jim a billionaire.
Okay. Because my wish would be for the kids. So, and I've got three.
Yeah. You just have to pick one of them.
Pick your favourite.
Well, I can't do that.
That's the next question.
I can't do that.
Who's your favourite kid?
Oh, God, that's really, 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 really hard. I feel like Callum's about to give me the fart buzzer as well.
No.
I'm under pressure. Okay. Okay, I don't know. My wish, if I had to give something to somebody else, my wish would be that, you know, my kids didn't struggle the way we have, and that they have a nice, happy, healthy life, and, you know, don't have to go through shit, really. But obviously, I've got three, so I can't do that. I don't know. I'd have to really think hard.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. I know it's not real because I haven't got a genie with a big dick that I can rub for one wish. But
just
actually,
wish you can rub his dick.
I don't want to just come out and just say what my wish would be because I would think long and hard. It wouldn't be for money and all the rest of it. It wouldn't be anything like that. It would be for my kids, definitely.
Yeah.
Just have to decide who's the favourite.
I know. Or wish for three wishes.
I mean, I have got another wish, but for myself. But no. Yeah.
Not this genie. But his big dick.
I need a female one, do I? Will she give me more if I rub a fandango?
It depends how deep you can go in.
Oh.
I'm going to pull a wish out.
Nice.
Right, we'll do an easy one and then have the dangly bit.
Yeah, come on. I'll have a little think about the wish one.
Bastinado, give or receive?
Receive.
Would
you're such a changed woman, aren't you?
I'm a changed woman. Yeah.
I thought that's the way you were going to lean.
Yeah.
When you read that out, I was like, fucking hell, it's easy.
Yeah. No, I love giving bastinado. For those that don't know, it's foot torture. It doesn't have to be torturous, though. It's basically doing things and manipulating feet to get a certain reaction. And I've come to learn more that bastinado is very much linked into reflexology. I've said it, lip service, but now that I experience it, certain things that are done to my feet definitely have an effect elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim's mastered it somehow. I haven't
told him. He's mastered a lot of stuff,
hasn't he? I know. I've definitely been watching a lot of YouTube. Is that the fart buzzer? Okay, right. Let's do a quick middle bit then. Can you get up the picture of the... well, the only two that are left, I think. The cat brush. Oh, no, okay. I'm not doing that because I'm not doing my segment. There's a cat brush. Yeah, no.
Hmm.
There you go. Okay, so This is a brush.
Oh, God.
That you put in your mouth. It's tongue shaped. Oh. To mimic licking a cat like its mother would have for comfort and stuff, yeah? And I'm like, is this thing a real thing? I saw like a, what looked like a Jarg review, yeah. And it wasn't Jarg. I have one.
You need to stay off TV.
You have one of them?
This is actually off Amazon. I've got one of these, yeah.
You've got cats, haven't you, mate?
Right. How the fuck are you going to put that in your mouth?
Are you taking the piss?
You don't put them in, you just
no,
bite.
No, you put the end in.
No, look at her picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
on.
Just biting the
nug. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to rip the bag. I'll
give us an
answer
to scrub with her mouth.
Right, so it's this
you
end.
You wouldn't know.
You put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's dead flimsy. So I'm not going to put it in my mouth. But,
no,
dude, like
no, you've got to. You brought it.
What am I going to lick?
Come on. Hey, are you
come here, Nance.
Hey, are you baldy or?
Don't, this is giving me PTSD. If that, what was that politician who was in Big Brother?
Actually, it's easier than it looks. It's quite bending. But, okay. Right, some of the reviews I was reading... Some of them are like, yeah, this is brilliant at work. My cat loves it.
My cat would be like, fuck off.
I'm got a microphone. Much. Others were like, my cat ran a mile. Now, I've had a couple of cats. And one was fucking wild. If I came up to it like this, it'd take me face off.
Mine would.
It would rag my eyes out.
So you can even try.
So, I don't know. I don't know whether I can get on board with this. It's a proper... Let me just wipe this piss off.
Fuck the sake. We don't want it now.
There you go.
I'm going to sell
that. I've had to sell me.
So apparently the brush is nice. The cats like it. But when you put it in your mouth and approach the cats are like, get that thing away from me.
See your beard.
Oh, yeah. You can right, Nance.
Look how fuzzy it is.
Nance, put it in your mouth and lick his beard. She is as well.
I've had to sell a lot of kinks one at a time. Let me, hang on. So we can get the full.
My lips are going to come off,
aren't it? Your lips are going to come off.
Oh my God, I've watched that. Oh my God.
Make your beard all stick up on one side.
I'm now erect.
There's been movements.
Yeah. Pass a cushion, please, Calvin.
This fucking thing isn't even
down
cheap.
By.
The cheapest I found it was $15.99 for that.
Fuck off.
You can just get one from Home and Bargain for a couple of quid without a tongue thing going on. But yeah, my cat would have tucked my eyes out. If I come across
mine would destroy me.
The size of it. That was actually, I've not tried it before today. Doing that. That was actually easier than
take
I thought.
Take it home and tell your wife she's gotta do it. Do that.
She's gotta groom
I
you.
I will.
You could groom her.
She would. She think it'd be a fucking great idea. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, the cats will love it.
That's what Jim always says, you know. When people say they see us together, they go, fuck, I know what she's doing with you. And he always says, I've been grooming since she was 10.
I've heard him say that to people.
He does actually say it.
You need to get him on. He needs
I've been grooming her since she's 10. I mean, to be fair, he moved in next door to me when I was 15, so I've been paying for him since I was 15. And we had a little liaison when I was 18. Liaison. It was very nice. But I was too young, you know, to settle down. 10 years later, we clashed baskets in the sausage aisle in
Elster.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah. And the rest is history. So there you go. Have you got any more questions before we get the goat?
We have.
Ask the ultimate.
Well, the ultimate's the last one, isn't it?
We can get a couple in our room.
All right, go on.
What's one of your... What's this?
The goat's 10 minutes before... Not the goat.
Well, no, because she said that before and I don't think she's... It's going to be the same
mate,
as you.
I can't take you seriously because right. Your beard's doing that after Lancey's licked it.
You have to do a handstand and lick it down. would you rather, every time you go back in the house... There's 5 poisonous spiders in there somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Or.
This is so stupid.
Every time you have to get in the car, you have to fight a feral cat.
Did you think of this?
It's on the internet.
He was on TikTok at 1 o'clock this morning.
Spiders.
Would you?
Yeah. That's what I said. Spiders don't bother me.
I don't think I'd win against the cat.
No.
Have you seen
a feral cat?
I'm surprised you didn't bring an ostrich into it.
I was going to, but...
Honestly, mate, feral cats, no way. 5 spiders all day long. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get a glass, poisonous, sorry. As long as they jump on ones, they fucking, they scare me. But I just...
These are jumping ones.
I'd get a Ness. I'd get Jimmy. Jim, sort the spiders out, love. You do that for me.
What's the best club that you've been to as a guest outside of Townhouse?
None of them are as good as Townhouse. I would probably say, Jesus, this is pretty difficult, to be honest. For cleanliness and the warm reception I received, I'd say number three in Chorley. Yeah. It's small and it's quite classy, but it was the cleanliness and the finish, you know, the attention to detail, smellies in the bathroom and all that kind of thing. Quite like that. The play areas, there wasn't loads of them. But I mean, with every club you go to, there's good and bad, isn't there? You know, you can't help comparing it to your home club. Other clubs have got some good points. One in particular has got no good points whatsoever, and we all know which one that is. Blackpool. but I'd say number three, and I know the guys that own it, Mary and Glenn, they've been on the scene for years, and do you know, I love their passion for their club, and it's not everybody's favourite club, I know it isn't, but for those that go, they make sure that everybody has a nice night, it's always maintained, it's clean, so for those reasons, number three.
Good answer.
Mary and Glenn, you are very welcome.
If your life was a book, what would this chapter be called that you're in now?
If you think chapter one was good, chapter two is coming soon and it's going to be even wilder.
Is that all you're up to, chapter two? Fucking hell.
See how much she goes on.
The first half of my life, 1 to 50, no is chapter one.
Just one sentence.
Fuck you.
Size 42 font. Fucking box about this thing.
It's an encyclopedia.
A less than a page.
Oh my god. Wait, I just look like a head floating out of your laptop.
You
do? That's the heart attack head. What are we talking about?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Neil Buchanan.
Oh, wow.
You have to do that.
Right.
Fucking out with cheeks there. Would you rather never orgasm again or never do BDSM again?
Never do BDSM again. I could not have an orgasm. I mean, fair. To be fair, I've had enough orgasms to last me a lifetime, but I want more.
This is a good one. Would you rather have your grown-up kids walk in on you having sex or walk in on them having sex?
I mean, they've heard us having sex, so probably the kids walking in on us.
Yeah, but you have to make eye contact with them when they walk in.
I might be blindfolded. I never know. I mean, to be fair, if they walked in while I was like, you know, getting battened or something, that'd be worse because they'd probably jump in and go, oh, what's going on? I mean, they've heard us. Oh, Liam walked in one day into the bedroom and there was a red latex catsuit hanging up drying. He was 16 and he was like, what's that and why have you got it? I went, it's fancy dress costume.
The amount of stuff I get away with in our household is fancy dress.
Yeah. But now obviously he knows it wasn't a fancy dress costume. I'm like, oh, I know what that was.
It's my dad's.
Julie's.
Imagine Jim and Lee, a red latex catsuit. Fucking hell. Oh, brilliant.
Would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
I'd rather have no knees.
I'm trying to do BDSM, but just a straight off.
No knees. I wasn't going to BDSM. I was going to sex because I don't necessarily need knees because I can just go on the bottom, couldn't I? And just let him do all the work. But if I didn't have any elbows, I couldn't wank. I couldn't wank him. I couldn't eat. I couldn't put a condom on. All these things. Well, I could do it with my mouth. Too much information.
It went rogue.
Oh, dear. Okay. So no knees.
You've got to do the question now.
Right, last question for you.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Oh.
Fuck, marry or murder? Calvin, Dylan, Jacob.
Okay. Fuck, marry or murder? Okay, so because Calvin is dying inside,
I'm just going to say
we've
got an opinion.
Have you? Of what I would choose?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And we both matched.
Did you?
We did.
Yeah. Okay. Because Calvin's going to die inside, I'm going to say I'd fuck Calvin. Just for the sheer embarrassment that is now on his face.
Yeah, Cal.
Thank you.
That's a lovely shade of red on you.
I'll take it.
Well, we're wrong.
I know.
Did you think I was going to say murder, Calvin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Cal.
No offense.
And I'd probably marry Dylan.
We said that.
And Jacob's a bit young to fuck or marry.
So he gets murdered. Jacob?
He's 26.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so my rule is I don't fuck anybody who's younger than my children.
But you murder them.
So it'd have to be murder. So that is literally, you know, a process of elimination. I can't marry him because he's 12. I can't have sex with him because he's 12. And what, I could murder him?
Because he put a picture of Paddy outside his office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jacob, because you favoured Paddy the Bazzy after one fucking podcast episode, mate, murder. More nice.
There you go. We were wrong.
We were wrong, mate.
Yeah. So you thought I was going to
marry... We knew that you'd marry Dylan, though.
Yeah. He's like my little mate.
Why do I get a forfeit for us both getting it wrong?
It might be a forfeit for me. It might be really bad at them.
I promise you, I'm not.
But are you done? Is that it?
I think we're done, yeah.
Have we had the goat? Yes. No, we have.
5 minutes after.
Right. So
he's still in shock.
Before we wind it up, are we going
to have sex with Vicky?
Before... I think he killed me.
What?
I think he might kill me.
I just said I'd fuck you, not murder you.
No, I think I might die in it.
In your penis fly trap.
No, cheese, mate.
No.
In your minge.
In your penis fly trap.
I'm a delicate soul.
I think you're alive, mate.
This is how you thought you'd murder him.
You wouldn't walk out of here straight, I'm telling you.
If that tent's
you'd
a rocking...
You'd question your life choices to this date.
That tent's rocking when we go outside.
Oh, right. on that bombshell, we're going to put our laptops down, yeah, including Ryan's cardboard one.
Mate, it's just that. That's a cover.
Oh, my God.
How'd you charge it?
Solar powered.
So what these are?
Solar panels.
Right, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go and fucking murder. Fucking murder. There you go.
Fucking murder.
Calvin. So are we all definitely done here?
Hey, film it, it'll be a Patreon.
That'll be there.
If you're binge watching, do you know this line now? If you're binge watching, grab
see
up the catalog.
See you in five.
See you in five. If not, we'll see you next week for episode 31 without Ryan. Because it all just goes to shit.
Yeah,
it's fun though.
I'm having a fucking break.
It's fun. Bye.
Bye.
Love ya.
And there we have it. Another day made better by listening to the Curators of Chaos. Thanks for dropping by. And if you enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate you sharing your love for the Pad the Cell podcast with your friends. Don't forget, give us a follow on our socials. Maybe leave us some 5-star reviews. And feel free to send us an email to medic@thepadthecellpodcast. Or even interact with us on Facebook, Insta and our other socials. Because we love chatting to you. Be sure to stop by next week because, as Bowie says, I don't know where I'm going next, but I promise it won't be boring. Catch you soon.